Today's Models of Success will be presented in Zulu with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Zulu. Zethameli ezinokuthula. Siyanemukela kwesanamuhla isiqephu sezibonelo zempumelelo esigqamisa ehlonishwa kakhulu inkosi uAlbert Luthuli owasebenza njengomongameli jikelele kakhongolose kazwelonke wase-Afrika i-ANC kusukela ngo-1952 waze wedlula emhlabeni ngo-1967. Waba umuntu wokuqala ovela phandle kwe-Europe neMelika owaba oqokelwe umklomelo we-Nobel Peace. I-Supreme Master Television ibe senhlanhleni yokuxoxa nendodakazi yakhe uDokotela Albertina Luthuli oyilunga lepalamende laseMzantsi Afrika. Wakhuluma ngendlela imbewu yomzabalazo kayise wamalungelo abantu yatshaleka kusukela ebunganeni.
Cloudville is our ancestral home. His father was an interpreter for the Pentecostal church, and he was moving around with them in the country as an interpreter whilst they were doing their missionary work. Then they settled in the part of Rhodesia called Matabeleland. My father, he stayed in Rhodesia in Solusi Mission. The first 4 years or so of his life, his father, John, died when he was 2 years old from malaria. And then his mother went back to Cloudville. My father was brought up really by his uncle, Martin Luthuli, who was a chief of Cloudville then. He took him as his own son. He himself was an activist. His uncle Martin had great, 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 great influence on him, and he talked quite often about that. Martin Luthuli was a very good man. He was a humanitarian. He cared for the people. He was also well-educated. So he grew up in an environment that, to a large extent, made him what he was. And his uncle's wife was a strict disciplinarian. A number of relatives brought their children to be brought up in that home. And this cascaded itself to my parents too.
Ngaphandle kokunakekela umndeni wakhe, inkosi Luthuli wabe futhi efuqwa ababalwa eningini ngesikhathi esafunda.
When he had to do high school, he moved to Ohlange Institute. That institute was founded by Dr. John Dube at Ohlange, who is one of the founding members of the African National Congress. So he began to be in touch with the African National Congress.
Esephothule esikoleni esiphakeme, uMnumzane Luthuli waqhubeka wemukela isikhundla sikathisha nhloko nokunguyena vo uthisha esikoleni samabanga aphansi sasemaphandleni KwaZulu Natal. Eyindoda ezinikele kakhulu, waqiniswa futhi esontweni laseMethodist wase eba umshumayeli. Esemukele umfundazi kahulumeni, wabhalisa e-Adams College ngo-1920 ukuthatha izifundo zokuqeqeshelwa ubuthisha.
I think at that time he was head teacher on the teacher's training side. He met his future wife, my mother, Nokukhanya Bhengu. And he, at Adams College, met Professor Matthews of the African National Congress. He often talked about how, in fact, Professor Matthews impacted him and he admired him immensely.
Ngesikhathi ehlala ekolishi, uAlbert Luthuli wabe efundiswa umculo futhi engumqondisi wekwaya.
He loved music. When I got to Parliament, there was a veteran politician. When she met me for the first time, she said, "Oh, you are the daughter of that teacher of mine." Ooh, and then she started singing. She said, "I just remember him when it came to music. He was so great in music. He is renowned for having been good the music teacher and conductor of the choir at Adams College."
Nakuba ayewuthanda umsebenzi wakhe, kwasheshe kwakhanya ukuthi ubizo lwakhe lubekwe kwenye indawo.
As he was beginning to really feel at home and enjoy life at Adams College, the people of Groutville approached him and said that they wanted him to come and lead them as their chief. He wanted to stay at Adams College. And as I saw him as my father, I really understood why. He was a teacher. He was a teacher all the time. It took about 2 years for him to feel the call of his people in Groutville. Then he left teaching and went and took the chieftainship of Groutville.
Inkosi uAlbert Luthuli wazinikela ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke ekuqinisekiseni inhlalakahle yabantu basekuhlaleni. Ngobuholi bakhe wacobelelana ngentokozo yomculo nokuzivocavoca kanye nabanye. Inkosi uLuthuli yaqaphela yanakekela ngokucacile isizukulwane sabasha ikusasa lomhlaba.
Groutville is the center of a huge area. There was a central area where we live, but there were other surrounding areas. And he would move around all of them, making sure that the youth had to grow up in the right way. One day I was walking with him and he saw these children kicking the ball. So he said, "You see those children there, they should be at school. But it means their parents are too poor to send them to school. But who knows, one of them could be an Einstein." I've never forgotten those words. He wanted all the children to be educated. He wanted the whole nation to be educated. You know, he believed in education to the extent that he started a night school. Busy as he was when he was chief for migrant workers who used to come to that area.
Phesheya kububanzi bempilo, inkosi uAlbert Luthuli nomsebenzi ongenamibandela washesha ukuheha izinhliziyo zoza kwabo baseningizimu.
Come to that area.
Phesheya kububanzi bempilo, inkosi uAlbert Luthuli nomsebenzi ongenamibandela washesha ukuheha izinhliziyo zoza kwabo baseningizimu Afrika.
He was a man who wanted to be of service to other people all the time. He bothered about how the other people were living and tried to look into that and, wherever possible, make the plight a little bit better. He was so dedicated to trying to make South Africa a better place. He would go to other villages quite far away from Groutville, helping other chiefs, trying to make them understand their role as leaders so that they can assist their communities to live a better life even in the circumstances they found themselves in. Now you'll find that Inkatha Freedom Party, even when it was in serious rivalry to the ANC, they always regarded him as their leader too, because of his openness and that caring for everybody across the political divide, across the racial divide, across the religious divide.
Kumsebenzi wakhe ngaphandle kweGroutville, inkosi uLuthuli waqaphela kakhudlwana ukuhlukunyezwa okwakubhekene nomphakathi wabansundu waseNingizimu Afrika.
He grew up in a neighborhood where really there was no violence, despite the turmoil around them of apartheid and all that. But they were a community that was very, very stable. And there was a church. They attended church on Sundays and everybody knew the other one. But he interacted at the same time very much with the black community, which was oppressed. Now, my father was a man of strong conviction. He had a very, very, very strong character. If he was convinced about something, he lived it and dedicated himself totally. And mostly, he didn't seem to care much about his own enjoyment.
Ehluleka ukubeka ubufakazi ngokuhlushwa kwabahlali aphila nabo, wangenela iqembu likakhongolose kazwelonke wase-Afrika, i-ANC, ngo-1944. Wadlala indima ebalulekile emikhankasweni yoxolo oluholela ezweni kulo abantu bonke abebezijabulela amalungelo alinganayo. Ngo-December 1952, u-Albert Luthuli waqokwa waba umongameli we-ANC, iningi elisabalele. Engxenyeni njengokuvuma kwenxushunxushu ephakathi ezweni laseMzantsi Afrika, i-ANC yaloba umthetho-sisekelo wenkululeko ngo-1955.
There was a realization now that they should hear what the people say, what is their vision of a different South Africa. And that was when he was president. People went from home to home, finding out what the people wanted included in the Freedom Charter. So that document is very, very, very important to the African National, in fact, to all the people of South Africa, because they all contributed.
Ngeshwa, inxushunxushu eyakhuphuka phakathi koMzantsi Afrika yaholela ekuboshweni kuka-Albert Luthuli ekhaya lakhe, lapho ayenqatshelwe khona yonke imicimbi yamalungelo oluntu. Ngisho naphakathi kwempatho engafanelekile, waqhubeka nokuba nethemba nothando kubantu.
He really never expressed bitterness, but he always felt that they've lost their way, and somehow he was hopeful that we should be able to make them realize that they've lost the human touch and they need to restore it unto themselves. And if they need help, the help was there. Difficult as it was, he thought that the effort should continue to be made, because surely as human beings, someday they'll see the light.
Inkosi Albert Luthuli eqhutshwa njalo ukholo lwakhe kuNkulunkulu kanye nothando lwabantu, wabona umhlaba ngokuwenza isibonelo sobuqhawe nesizotha.
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to my father in 1960. We were over the moon. Nobody had warned even the family that such a thing was coming. It was a great moment of hope. The world rallied around this thing, especially the anti-apartheid movement in the UK, led by Kenan Collins, Father Huddleston, and the Labour Party government. Eventually, the South African government, he said he can go and receive the prize.
Inkosi uAlbert Luthuli noxolo nothando lwakhe kwaletha ubumbano nokuzwana, hayi kuphela kubantu kepha naphakathi komndeni wakhe.
Now, talking on a personal level, he was an extremely tolerant man. He had a big heart and a big mind.
and he didn't dwell on the bed, but he would see the bed and hope that that person can be shown a way out of it and become a good human being. His life has had an effect of making us, his children, tolerant. That was imparted on me by my parents, that people are just the same and they are equal, and the fact another one is a different color, it doesn't make that person any different. Gender equality. My father respected his wife more than anybody on earth. They wanted us to live a normal life with what you need as family. But it was never, you know, their ambition to be wealthy. Yeah, but we had enough, and that was enough.
Go July 21, 1967, ukushona kwenkosi uAlbert Luthuli kwaletha usizi emhlabeni jikelele. Kodwa ugqozi lwakhe nomlayezo wobumbana nokulingana kusaphila ezinhliziyweni zabantu.
People came from all parts of the country in large numbers to attend that funeral. People kept streaming until the next day when he was buried. There were at least 15,000 people who were at that small church and funeral place. He would have been a person who spreads the message of peace. Not just spreading the message of peace, but showing what value there is in living in harmony as human beings, all working together for a good world, for a better world, all round. I think that's what he lived for.
Sibonga uDokotela Albertina Sisulu ngokusishiyela imibono yakhe ngoyiso oyintandokazi embabazekayo, inkosi uAlbert Luthuli, osibindi sakhe esinothando, isisekelo nokuphokophela emuva kwenesizotha impilo kusaqhubeka nokuthinta abantu emhlabeni jikelele, nokusiza ukukhanyisa indlela eya kulo ikusasa eligqamile kubo bonke. Siyabonga ukuthi ube nathi kwezanamuhla izibonelo zempumelelo. Sicela uhlale ubuke iSupreme Master Television uzobona ukudla imifino, indlela yempilo enesizotha. Luyalandela ngemuva kwezindaba ezinohlonze. Izibusiso eziphindiwe mazinele umhlaba wethu ophakeme. Thank you for joining us today for Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next after Noteworthy News. May bountiful blessings shower upon our uplifted world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MOS.